I'd like to discuss with you today, as we get close to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the chiyuv or the ptur of nashim with regard to Sfiras HaOmer. Is it a mitzvah seishas man groma? Let's start with the basics. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tfilin Musafim, Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Beis, mitzvah sei lispar, sheva shabbosos tmimos, miyom havas haomer. We have to count 7 full weeks from the day in which the Omer was brought. Shenemar, v'safartem lachem mimochas haShabbos sheva shabbosos. U'mitzvah limnos hayomim im hashvuos. Shenemar tisbru chamishim yom. U'mitchilas hayom monim. Lefichach monim balayla milel shisha sar benisan. Shachat v'lo mona b'layla, if he forgot to count at night, mona b'yom, he can count during the day. V'ein monim ela me'umad, he should stand when he counts. V'mona b'yushav yotza, that's not likuva. Mitzvah zu al kol ish b'yisrael b'chol mokum b'chol zman. V'noshim v'avodim p'turim mimena. So the Rambam is outspoken about the fact that women, and of course avodim have the same status as women, lo lo mi'isha, are exempt from the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Kesef Mishnah says, "Umasha kosef haRambam v'noshim v'avodah p'turim mimena mishum the mitzvah seish hazman groma." This is a time-bound mitzvah. Clearly, it could only be fulfilled from a certain date until a certain date. However, the Ramban in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed says, with regard to the Mishnah enumerates those mitzvos that are zman groma, those mitzvah lav zman groma. Says the Ramban, mitzvah say sheina zman groma shir tuva. There are a lot of mitzvahs, says the Ramban, which were omitted or not failed to be mentioned by the Mishnah in the list of eino zman groma. He gives the following examples: mora v'kibud, because the mitzvah of mora, the mitzvah of kibbutz, applies 24/7. Then he writes, bikurim, insofar as bikurim is not time-bound, chala, kisi adam, reishis hagez. And then he writes, sfiras haomer. So in general, the matonos that are given to the kohen are not time-bound. You can give these gifts to the kohen at any time. But what is Sfiras HaOmer doing on this list? Clearly the Ramban is not like the Rambam. Then he goes on, he has Priko Te'ina, he's got Pidyon Peter Chamor, Verov HaMitzvos Ken. Ela, lo lefarish bov limnos es kulam. The purpose of the Mishnah is not to give an exhaustive list, but rather to enumerate some and leave it to us to fill in the blanks. Ilu bo lefarton biprat. If he was coming to give an exhaustive list, if that was the purpose of the Mishnah, Havile Lemisne, it should have said Elu Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, Elu Mitzvah Saseh Sheinazman Groma. In any event, what's important here in this Ramban is that he clearly classifies Sfiras HaOmer as a Mitzvah Saseh Sheinazman Groma. And what I'd like to study with you first is a tshuva from the Sokach of a Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, Nor Chaim Siman Shin Pei Dalid. He writes, Asher Huksha Lo, talking to the Shoel, who he seems to have a great deal of covet for. He calls him a Ohuvi, a Didi. He's a relative, he's a Charif, he's a Baki. And he's an Avbezdin. Asher huksha lo b'divrei Rabbeinu shemana sfiras HaOmer b'chlal mitzvah seh she'ein hazman groma v'inyan ploy v'efshar, perhaps svirlei l'Ramban di'omer lo tolsa Torah b'zman atzmo. The Torah never makes sfiras HaOmer dependent upon the time shemakrivim bo. And Hainu sheyakrivu Omer b'tes zayin b'nisan. It says that the Omer should be brought on tes zayin b'nisan. It doesn't say that the counting should be on tes zayin b'nisan. Rak mimochas haShabbos. All the Torah says is that after Shabbos you count the Omer. And we interpret mimochas haShabbos as being basar Yom Tava, after Yontif, meaning after the first day of Yontif of Pesach, and came Ein Zman Tezayin B'Nisan Gorem. The mitzvah is not generated, it's not inherent in the time, in the date, the calendar date of Tezayin, but rather that's the date for the Hakrovas HaOmer. And from then and on, we count Vim Tomar Mikovakom Zman HaShabbos Hu Tezvav B'Nisan Gorem. After all, even though it doesn't explicitly mention the date on the calendar, it does say Shabbos, which we know to mean Tezvav B'Nisan, the first day of Pesach. So it is Zman Groma. He says, Halo kol mitzvos HaShabbos. The Torah went out of its way to call this day by the name Shabbos, and Noshim Chayovos. All of the Shabbos, meaning the Kedusha Sayom, in this case the Kedusha of Pesach, includes Noshim in all the Chiyuvim. Whether it's Pesach, they eat the Karm Pesach, they eat the Matzah, they eat the Morah, Gamal Sapri B'tzis Tzrayim. As the Sefer Chinuch says, women are obligated in Tzipri Tzrayim, V'hu Adin Omer. Also, Omer is included. In other words, the day that generates the chiyuv is Yontif, is Shabbos. Shabbos is the term that the Torah uses, but it's referring to Yontif, and that Yontif generates chiyuvim that encompass women in all the mitzvahs. Is Hu Adin Omer. You cannot say that Yontif itself is a gorem to Ptur. Kemet called mitzvah shall be Yontif Noshim Chayolos. Women are included in all the mitzvahs of Yontif. Achladas haposkim ktsira usfira posel biyom. So the mitzvah of the Omer itself, whether it's cutting the Omer or counting the Omer after the ktsira, this is all a night mitzvah. Imkein halayla gorim. And if the layla is gorim, that itself would indicate that it's a mitzvah seishas man grom according to those poskim. Ach haraman posak niktsar bayom kosher. The Rambam includes both night and day. And if ktsira is kosher bayom, hu adin sfira. And that's what the Rambam indeed says, as we saw at the outset, that shochach v'lo mon al b'layla mon b'yom. So it means that the entire day is encompassed in one unit, is all incorporated into one unit, which is mechayev sfira sa'omer. Ach b'zor ha'kodesh parshas titzavim ufurish enoshim p'turis mi sfira sa'omer u'mefarish hatam al derech ha'sod. Now, it's even after the Sokhet Shavu Rebbe does a solid job here in presenting the sheet to the Ramban that women should be incorporated into this mitzvah, nevertheless, the Zohar should go on record as saying that women are exempt from Sviya Somer, and that's because of Sod. That's because of some esoteric, mystical reason. But al pi halacha, we can certainly justify the mitzvah. Now, I'm not sure why the Sokhet Shavu had to take this little break over here in the middle and mention that some poskim hold that sfira is like tzira, and it's only by at night but not by day. I don't know that that would engender a status of zman groma so far as we've already established that women are included in Shabbos, meaning in Yontif, with regard to Korban Pesach and all the mitzvahs halayla, matzah, morah. So therefore, sfira, insofar as it's a mitzvah layla, would be included in the Shabbos, the concept of Shabbos. I don't know why he had to go off on a limb and address the fact that, according to some poskim, ktsira and sfira could only be by layla, not by yom. I don't know what he means by that. Maybe he means that mimachas haShabbos is a little bit different than leil Shabbos, and we cannot incorporate women into Sfiras Omer so far as the Chayev in Matzah and Pesach and so forth, because that's a different Laila. I don't know. That wasn't clear to me. In any event, we're going to try to perhaps embellish this approach of the Sakach a little bit later as we go along. I have here a source on your page, which one of the Rabbanim in Queens, Rabbi Daniel Yaakov Glutstein, has pointed this out, and it's online. He writes in the name of the Oros HaPesach that in interpreting those who say that Nashim Chayovos Bechol Mitzvos Asei Derabbanan, that there is a group of poskim that maintain that women are obligated in all the mitzvahs derabbanan, and we have to see what that means. Hinei yesh l'stapek b'chol mitzvos derabbanan sheladas haRambam v'Bahag hei min haTorah min haKra d'lo tasur. So im kol mitzvah derabbanan hi tachlisa k'mitzvah shel Torah u'kshetzivui u'kshetzivui Chachomim lahadik ner Chanukah day lo tosur havi mitzvah badloka gufo dilma the ain ba mitzvah be etzem adloka rak shemachuiv lahadik ner shal yidei zeu shomelu divrei chachomim shetzivu lahadlik veikar mitzvah yishmias divrei chachomim. This is the famous chakira that according to the Rambam, the Chachomim are authorized by virtue of Lotosur to establish obligations that are derabbanan, but really they come under Lotosur. How do we view the fulfillment of those obligations? Do we see the Maisa as a Maisa mitzvah unto itself, or rather it's only an emtza'i, it's only a means to an end in order to listen to what the Chachomim say and observe their words? And we had a long discussion about this in our Shir on Derech HaLima just recently. And here the Oros HaPesach quotes Rav Amiel in his Midot L'Cheker Halacha, who discusses the machlokas between the Bahag and the Rambam as to whether or not we should count the seven mitzvahs to Rabbanon amongst, including them in the Taryag, which is the Bahag Shita, as the Rambam objects to that. If every mitzvah derabbanan is betachlisa, is just a means to fulfill the mitzvah of lo sasur, of listening to the divrei chachamim, then once we've counted lo sasur as one of the lavim, there's no need to count the mitzvah derabbanan separately in the counting and the enumeration of the tayyat. And therefore, the only way of making sense out of the shita sabahag is to assume that every derabbanan, by virtue of lo sasur, by virtue of the power, the authority invested in the chacham, every derabbanan sets up a mitzvah unto itself with its own ma'isa mitzvah, and the ma'isa is a tachlis kishal atzma, and therefore we can count every single mitzvah derabbanan in the taryak. Now, he quotes Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Ha'aris that in the Isuri Derabbanan, the Maisa Mitzar Atzma is not prohibited, but rather Mitzvah Lishmoa Divrei Chachamim. And in this way, Rabbi Chanan wants to explain and justify the Shitas HaNesivis, that if a person violates an Isur Derabbanan B'Shogi, he doesn't need Kapora, because there's nothing inherently objectionable in the Maisa Avera of an Isur Derabbanan. It's only because through that Maisa he rebels kaviyachol against the chachamim. But if he was a shogeg, then all you could talk about is the maisa. The maisa per se is only an emtza'i, it's only a means to a tachlis. And perhaps this could shed a light on the issue of noshim in the case of a mitzvah sasei derabbanan shazman groma. If we say like the Bahag that the mitzvah derabbanan is a tachlis in and of itself, in other words, that through lo sasur, the Rabbanan have the power, the authority to create a mitzvah itself, then perhaps we could say that, for example, in the case of a mitzvah seishas man groma, that really the mitzvah is zman groma if the maisa is a mitzvah unto itself. However, here's as far to say that if the maisa is only a means to an end, namely to fulfill mitzvah l'shma l'divrei chachamim, perhaps we could say that a mitzvah d'rabbanan is considered eina zman groma, and that would justify that group of poskim that we mentioned, the anonymous poskim who maintain that women are included in d'rabbanans, because the real mitzvah is to listen to the chachamim, and that mitzvah is not lo sasar, is not in any way time bound, b'chol eis b'chol shah. So, for example, if we talk about Sfiras Omer Bizman as a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we're not saying that the Sfira is inherently meaningful, according to the second Sfar, that's the way we understood the Rambam, but like we saw in Rabbi Chanan, that the Maisa mitzvah is only a means to an end, and that is to listen to the Chachamim, which is a mitzvah that is not time-bound, it's no Heges B'chol Eis B'chol Shah, so the Sfira is only a means to an end, to listen to the Chachamim. This is one detail in a mitzvah that in and of itself is not time bound at all. It's no heges b'chol zman b'chol eis. For example, if we give the paradigm of kibud av va'em, it could be that at a particular moment I'm obligated to kibud av va'em, but clearly the kibud itself is not zman groma. Any time that my father asks me to do it, and whenever I do it for him, whatever I bring for him, that's a mitzvah of listening to my father and upholding his, fulfilling his will. The same thing applies to all the rabbanos. If that be the case, when the Ramban says that Nashim Chayovas B'Sviras HaOmer, he may mean that since Sviras HaOmer B'Zmana says the rabbanon, then even in a time-bound mitzvah, if it's the rabbanon will include Nashim in that mitzvah. Why? Because the Iker Mitzvah is to listen to the Chachamim, which is not time-bound at all. It's B'chol Eis B'chol Zman. This is very difficult, Lefi Ani Hizdaiti. I'm talking now in my own, you know, in my own svar, because Chachamim, in every case of a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, they look for a special reason, a special svar to say that women are included in the Mitzvah. For example, the famous principle of Afein Hoi Bosa Nes. If not Fein Afein Hoi Bosa Nes, we would not say that they're obligated in Ner Chanukah, which is time-bound, or in Mikra Megillah, which is time-bound. And it goes on and on and on. Even in the time-bound mitzvahs of Shabbos, they're only Chayovos because of the concept of Shomer V'Zohar. Now, at the end of this presentation, he says, "Lanias daiti nira bar di efshal lomer kei medas haramban dim kavanoso lav dafka lemitzvah sviras haomer vekavanoso lechol isuri drabbanon." If the Ramban is talking about all isuri drabbanon, then why is the Ramban singling out sviras haomer? Maybe he should have said a general rule about all isuri drabbanon. It would seem rather that the Ramban is talking about a mitzvah seven Torah, and that's the entire list that he gives, and he puts Sfiras Omer on that list. So again, we may have a svara, it might not be the Ramban svara, but reason to say that perhaps women are obligated in all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, including Sfiras Omer. The only problem is, again, my own take on this is that when the Rabbanan are creating a new mitzvah to Rabbanan, then you could use this svara and say mitzvah l'shmol divrei chachamim. When the Rabbanan are simply extending a mitzvah d'oraisa, like in the case of Sfiras HaOmer, maybe there's certain conditions of Havas HaOmer that we cannot fulfill b'zman, and so we don't have the mikdash, but the Rabbanan wanted to be mechayev us, then I would say, if and when you're chayev in the original mitzvah d'oraisa, now the Rabbanan extend that. But to say that women who are exempt from the Iker Chiv Doraisa, but we're going to incorporate them into the Mitzvah Derabbanan, insofar as Lo Sasser is a Mitzvah Seish, and No Heges B'chol Zman U'chol Eis, that I find a little bit difficult. Now, the Chochmas Shlomo of the Marshal in our Chaim Simon Tov Chof Vav speaks about the Mitzvah of being Mevarech the Levana, as we do at the beginning of every new month. And the Mechaber Paskins, Haroa, Levana B'chidusha, makes the bracha. And the assumption is that this Birchas HaLevana would be a classical case of Mitzvah Seishes Man Grovash Anoshim Peturos, and that in fact is codified by the Magen Avram and by the Shallah. The Chacham Shlomo wants to say that that's not so. That Birchas HaLevana, Haroah Levana B'chidusha, is not a Mitzvah Seishes Man Grom at all. Why? Dilo Nemar, this klal of Mitzvah Seishes Man Grom and Oshim Peturos, Rak B'mitzvah Shegufa Mitzvah Sheicha Tomid B'chol Inyan B'chol Zman, if you have a mitzvah which could be theoretically meaningful any day of the 365, but the Torah went ahead and said, no, fulfill it at a certain time, then the Torah itself is establishing that mitzvah as a time-bound mitzvah. The mitzvah per se, in and of itself, is not connected to time. For example, matzah, sukkah, lulav, he says, in these mitzvahs, it would be meaningful to be mekayim these mitzvahs in cheshvan, like in Tishrei or Iyar. Or Iyar like Nisan. You know, he means to say, l'kayim v'cheshvan k'mo b'tishrei, meaning you can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, lulav, and cheshvan just like you do in Tishrei. Or you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah in Iyar just like you fulfill it in Nisan. The afal pikein, nevertheless, even though the mitzvah inherently is shaykh the whole year round, omra ha-Torah, the Torah is established, shebiyomim alolu chayev. U'mikan v'yelech, potur. The Torah is saying that even though the mitzvah could be fulfilled at any time of the year, I'm excluding, the Torah is excluding certain days. You know, it's like you go online to look up your air flight, and you want to see where you can get a free ticket, and there are certain closeout dates, or where you can sit if you want to get your seating arrangement before the flight, and you see that they X out certain days. So the Torah went ahead and X'd out certain days that could have theoretically been shaykh to the mitzvah. That makes it into a mitzvah seishes man grom and noshim peturos. But in the case of Levana, he says, this doesn't fit in. The reason why the Levana cannot be you cannot be benched the second half of the month, obviously, which is when the moon is waning, is because the essence of this mitzvah in the Gufa mitzvah, as he calls it, is only during a certain period of time. And you can't make the brach at a different period of time. That's not a mitzvah seishes man groma. And therefore, he thinks that women should be obligated in the mitzvah of Birchas HaLevana. Again, I wouldn't publicize this because, you know, women have enough on their plate. They don't need another mitzvah here. But he says the following. He says, Im kvar birich pam achas is ein tzach levarach achakach. Od. He says that the first time that you eat a fruit, you make a bracha of shachiyonu, and after that, you don't make the bracha any time after that. And that's really what's going on here in those mitzvahs which really have something to do with time in their very essence. His language here is a little bit difficult. I apologize, the text is quite small, but he writes, when there's a new year and there's a pre-chadash, the new season engenders a new mitzvah. And that mitzvah begins at a certain time, but we wouldn't call it as man groma. We wouldn't say women are exempt from thanking Hashem for a new pre and saying shechiyanu. Here the meniyah is related to the Zman, but not so in the case of Matzah, etc. There the Meniyah is not in the Zman. But if the Meniyah is Begufa Bracha Atzma, or in the case of Sphere, in the Gufa Sphere, because you can only count Sphere when there's an Omer, that, he says, is not a Meniyah of Zman, but it's a Meniyah of Gufa Mitzvah. So basically the Marshal, if we summarized it, has divided up time-bound mitzvahs into two categories. There are time-bound mitzvahs which are in the Gufa mitzvah, and then there's Man Grom in the Zmana mitzvah. If it's in the Gufa mitzvah, because of the nature of the mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah sheis like Zman Groma. The Torah went out of its way to pater a woman for Zman Groma if and when the mitzvah is shayach to all Zman. And then there's a patur in the Zman. Then you're saying something about blackout dates, as we discussed before in the Moshal. Now, I'd like to share with you an insight of the Baal Sridi Esh, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, Zechut Tzadik Livracha. And in his Kiddushim on Kiddushin, he has Siman Yud Zayin, a Siman dedicated to Sfiris Omri of Yav Mitzvah Saseh Shman Groma. He also goes on to speak about Tosefes Shabbos, whether it's a Mitzvah Saseh Shman Groma. He opens by presenting both the Ramban in Kiddushin as well as the Sakhan Shabbos that we saw in the Avni Nezer. And he says, "L'fiyani is daiti u'poshet she mitzvah shazman gromi mitzvah sheyesh lo zman kavua hazmanu amizgeres shel mitzvah k'mo matzah lulav v'sukkah masha enkein b'sfiras ha'omer hazmanu atzmuso shel mitzvah." And I think when I read this a few times over and over again, that he's really he was Baruch Shekivanti, but he was mechaving to the Marshal. That if the Zman is me'atzmuso shel mitzvah, and in this case of Sviras Omer Mechuyev Limnos Osan Ayom and Shvein Pesach Lishvuas, is lo shayach lomar al zeh mitzvah shehi Zman Groma. So again, you can talk about a mitzvah saseisha Zman Groma, where the Zman sets up a mizgeres, meaning the Zman that the Torah ordained as a precondition for fulfilling the mitzvah is a boundary, that the Torah is imposing a boundary and saying, you know, don't extend this mitzvah beyond a certain period of time. You know, lulav is just all the 7 days of Sukkot, and matzah is all the 7 days of Pesach. That's a Zman Grom, because the Torah is saying don't go beyond that time. I'm setting up a mizgeret, a limiting boundary or framework for the mitzvah in terms of time. That's a Zman Grom. But when the mitzvah is related to time itself, in other words, in the case of Sfira, you have to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos, there you can't call it a mitzvah, say Zman Grom. The Alpizeh says, Nirali Shemisha Safar Yosef Imemtes Yom Eino Over Bal Tosef. Normally, you violate Bal Tosef when you extend the Maisa Mitzvah, or change the Maisa Mitzvah, add to the Maisa Mitzvah. And he says the following: you have to have something meaningful, a Maisa Mitzvah, but in case of Sfira Soma, if you would count 50 days instead of 49 days, that would not be Bal Tosef. Why? Because counting after Shavuos or from Shavuos and on is totally meaningless. That doesn't relate to the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is to count from one day to the next day. The book ends. Lemano limnos es hayom shebein Pesach l'Shavuos. Imona achar Shavuos lo'asa mitzvah klal lo shaychal zeh Bal Tosef. So Bal Tosef applies when it would make sense to take a Maisa Mitzvah and extend it. Now, in the case of Sukkah, the Gemara does apply Bal Tosef beyond the 7 days. That's the whole issue of sitting in the Sukkah in Chutzot on Shmini Atzeres Tzolib Sfeik in the Yom, and the Gemara says it's a problem because of Bal Tosef. So we have to figure out exactly when to apply this yardstick and when not, as far as Bal Tosef is concerned. And in my mind, I don't see a clear answer to that question. In any event, let's move on and we'll see some other possible interpretations. The Gachle Eish is an extension or an embellishment of the Sridi Eish. He calls himself the Gachle Eish. And he tries to explain what Rav Weinberg had in mind over here. He says that Zman Groma means that there's an obligation upon a person, incumbent upon a person, that even though the mitzvah could have been at any time, like tefillin, matzah, and sukkah, but the Torah decided to set up a boundary, a mesgeret, as we said before, framework, and place it within a certain time frame, a certain moed that's designated for that kiyuma mitzvah. And the Torah said that we're going to exclude any other time, even though any other time would lend itself to that mitzvah. It has a mashmos and that other time. So the Torah now, by limiting and constricting the mitzvah, is setting up the mitzvah as a zman gromadik mitzvah. And it patters a woman from the kiyuma mitzvah, unless there's a special limud, like in the case of matzah. But with regard to sphere, when you have to count the days and the weeks, here there's no meaning or significance to the sphere itself that you can say, well, let's count any time during the year, but rather it's the encounter, so to speak, with those particular days between Pesach and Shavuos that sets up the chiyuv of sphira. Those are the days that you have to count. And he gives a mashal. He says, "L'maisa yochal adam laniach tefillin, or lechal matzah, or l'sheves pesukah, gam shelo b'shas haMitzvah." But he says to call Sfiras HaOmer a time when there's no Omer, that's not called Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer means to count the days of the Omer. And he adds something here. He says, the Torah wanted these days, and particularly these days, to be counted by Klal Yisrael. And that's the kesher that we want to create between the Ktzir Siorim, which is called in the Torah's language, Ve'echel Chamesh Bakoma, and the Ktzir Chitim, which is the Shteil Lechem. So we're bridging now between the Omer on Tezayin B'Nisan and the Shteil Lechem 50 days later, which means to connect Yitzias Mitzrayim Matan Torah. These are the days that we have to count and set them up as a separate entity. In such a case, it would be not shayach to talk about counting at any other time besides creating this bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. That's not Zman Grom. Zman Grom is where the Torah was mafkia a certain time periods, even though the mitzvah was shayachis in that time period, as we saw at great length in the Marashah. Then he goes on the Gachilesh to explain why there's no Baltosif if he counts beyond the 49 days. And he says that Nira Hashadvar Mamurim Af I Nemedi Efshal Lavar Al Baltosif Af Shelobizman HaMitzvah. If you would grant, and this is in fact a Sugya in Erevin, on Daf Tzadi Hei Tzadi Vav, if a person explicitly has Kavona L'Shem Mitzvah, even though it's not the Zman HaMitzvah, for example, he adds another day to Sukkot, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah, then he's trying to create an extension of the Mitzvah. The Torah wanted to say that the Mitzvah is only during these 7 days. The Torah went out of its way to say you're potter after Sukkah. That's not the time of the mitzvah. That's the essence of Zman Groma. So that when a person says to the Torah, you know what, you told me the mitzvah is only 7 days, I'm going to extend it beyond that, that's Baltosif. But on the other hand, if he counts beyond the 49 days, that Tosefes is not called a sphere at all, according to Rav Weinberg. It's not a mitzvah at all. He's not taking a mitzvah and extending it. Because the whole mitzvah is, by its very essence, to count between these two points, you know, these two beginning and end. So, you know, this is not shy. So only when the mitzvah in and of itself would lend itself to another period of time, and the Torah says no, it doesn't extend to that period of time, then you violate Baltosif by extending it. Because you know better than the Torah. But when the mitzvah, by its very nature and its very essence, is only shayach within a certain time framework, that's not balkosa. You know, you're stam doing an act which is maisa kof bial. Now, one thing that we wanted to add here is the shut divrei malkiel, which you'll see here, chelik gimel siman hey. And he talks again about this kash on the Ramban and Chidush Ramban that Sfiris HaOmer is a mitzvah seishein hazman groma. And the Divrei Malkiel postulates that it's absolutely certain, poshut, sheish tov sofer, that the Ramban never meant to say that Sfiris HaOmer is listed amongst those mitzvah seishein hazman groma noshim chayovos. For sure, undoubtedly, mitzvah spheres over is a mitzvah seishein hazman groma classic, and there must have been a mistake of the copier. And what probably happened, he suggests, is that the Ramban offered two lists. He's got a list of mitzvah seishein hazman groma, which he says is not exhaustive, and in this case, the copier put the spheres over in the wrong list. He put it in the mitzvah seishein hazman groma, where the Ramban put it in mitzvah seishein hazman groma. And alternatively, he suggests that perhaps what the Ramban wrote in the original text was Mem Tov Ayin, which is an abbreviated form of Matnas Aniyim, which is certainly a mitzvah seishein hazman groma. And somebody instead wrote the Mem as a Samach and the Tov as a Hey. Both those mistakes are classic in copiers. And he read it as Sfiris HaOmer. That's how the publisher thought it was. Well, perhaps it did say Samach Hei Ayin, and what it meant was Seder HaAvoda, that Noshim HaChayovas in Karbonos, that's an exceptional category. And the printer mistakenly thought that these Rashi Tevis of Samach Hei Ayin was Sfiris HaOmer, but in truth they weren't Sfiris HaOmer, but Seder HaAvoda. And those who know, he says, who are bucky in the classical mistakes of the printers will realize that this is a classical mistake. Now, keep in mind that Tosus and Kedushin Adaf Lamed Vav, Divrei Maaseh HaKabbalos, is of the opinion that Avodas HaKorban is considered Zman Groma because it says Biyom Tzavosa, which means it's by Yom and not by Laila. That makes it into Zman Groma. But nevertheless, says the Divrei Malkiel, the Ikar Din, the Ikar fundamental principle and obligation of Hakrovas HaKarbonos applies to women as well, with the exception of Karbonos Re'iyah, which is a classical mitzvah, Seishes Man Groma Noshim Peturis. But in general, as far as Karbonos, women are included. And as far as the Karbon Tzibur is concerned, when are they Chayev and when are they not, that's already a whole long discussion. Now, Tosus asks Akasha in Masech the Kiddushin that Lechori, you could say that Avoda in Karbonis is not a mitzvah seishes man groma because women in general are chayovos in akrovas karbonos, and that would seem to be the case from the Chiddush Ramban in Masech the Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav. The issue is women are exempt from machzis hashekel. He says, "Mikomakom harei esakonim emim ashkenin." V'cholsus bevadi yeshlem chelik v'karbonos tzibur. So it's not just that women are excluded from the obligation of machzas shekel, but konim themselves are potter, and yet they certainly are part of these karbonos. V'odin, furthermore, toha b'vamem makrivim af balayla. He says, Boma, in the case of Bomos, there is Akrav Balayla, and that certainly would make Karbonis into a mitzvah seishein hazman groma. He tells you, look, it tells us in Masech Tzvachim Samachesam in Beis. And furthermore, he says, Liesh Lodun, Lefim Ashera Isi Zek Far, B'Shem Sefer Kolel Yod, Esfir Ma'keves Akarman, V'im Lo Sofru Esfir Somer, is Eino Noik Dine Atzeres. If gain shapi ishlam the gab noshim chayos besvirus haomer kevan di eno mitzvah bifnei atzma rak hachana lekarbonas achak. if you accept the premise that women are included in karbanos, despite the fact that they're nachayiv in machzah shekel, but kohanim are also nachayiv machzah shekel, that they're included in karban tzibur. That's premise number one, if women are included in karbanos tzibur. Number two, the karbanos that are brought on atzeres, let's talk about the shtei lechem, for example, a classical karban tzibur, and therefore women would be included. Now we have premise number three, that sfiras ha'omer is ma'akev in the carbon of the omer. I'm sorry, in the carbon of the shtei alechem. So that the dinei atzeres and those chiyuvim are dependent upon the omer and the sfiras ha'omer. If that be the case, sfiras ha'omer is not a mitzvah unto itself, it's really a prelude to the mitzvah of the korban el sachag. And since women are included in the korban el sachag, therefore they're chayev in sfiras ha'omer. And not only that, that if the korban is one of the dinim of the chag, well, women are included in all the dinim of the chag. And therefore, sfiras ha'omer, insofar as it's not an independent mitzvah, it cannot be classified as a mitzvah seishas man groma, but rather it depends upon the other mitzvahs, namely the mitzvah chag, which women are included in, and therefore, ipso facto, they're included in sfiras ha'omer, insofar as sfiras ha'omer is part of the mitzvah chag. And that's a pretty fascinating approach. Now, in general, we have the following, that Sephardic women have no heter to opt for a bracha in a mitzvah seishas man groma. That's how the Rambam paskins, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. And in the case of Sfiras HaOmer, insofar as the Rambam classifies, and many other poskim, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah seishas man groma, for Sephardic women who want to opt to count on their own, they would be enjoined from making the bracha. And that would seem to be pretty much halach l'maisa for Sephardic women. And therefore, if some Sephardic women go ahead and make the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, that would seem in the poskim to be a minig tos. The Beis Yosef Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, they should not make a bracha, and therefore they don't have an option. Now, the Beis Yosef, he says, Yisholtu Einav HaKadoshim B'tshuvas Rabbeinu Yaakov Mimarish D'mishmaya Miv Yavi Koach Levarech Noshim Vade Kacha Yaposek Umanig. I'm not sure that this is correct, but in this Tshuvos Min HaShamayim, there's a possibility for women to make the bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, but the Beis Yosef doesn't quote this, and it would seem that he doesn't have it. And therefore, once again, any minog, and this is what the Chidah writes, that women, Sephardic women, would make the bracha is a minog tos. The Chidah himself, who saw the Tshuvas Min HaShamayim, he thought that maybe, based on the Tshuvas Min HaShamayim, women could make the bracha. In any event, we have a sefer which is called the Yayin HaTov from the Gri Nisim Asfardi, and he writes that the Balei Hora b'Bagdad, so we're back in Iraq now, Kivu Aleim Hora Osov, they accepted the Piskei Dinim of the Chidah, Kemoshe Kivu Hora Os Maran Shulchan Aruch. Umeyaz Shenagu Lahoros Al Pipsok of Chazu Lahoros Lenoshim Sheyivarchu Al Halulov V'Cheina Minag Ad Hayom. So it seemed that there was a minag in certain countries, maybe in Spain, that accepted the Chidah, who in turn accepted the Tshuvas Min HaShamayim, that a woman could make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas man groma. Again, this is all very, very problematic and very complicated, not for us now. What I would like to discuss with you, perhaps, is the sheet of the tour with regard to lulav, shofar, and other mitzvahs. Since we're talking a little bit about mitzvah seishas man groma, obviously this needs more study. But let's see if I can show you where the tour is. Give me a minute. Quote you the language of the Torah in Or HaChaim, Siman Yud Zayin, Noshim V'avonim Peturim Mitzitzis. Because of a Rambam Zal, Yis Atfu below Bracha. In other words, women should not make brachas when they are exempt. Aval Rabbeinu Tam Kosim She'echolos L'varech Afal Pishem Peturis V'yoseh Tov Shalo Yevarchu. It would sound like the tour is advocating, like the Rambam, to omit the bracha. And in fact, in the Tshuva of Yabia Omer, he writes, as far as Sephardic women is concerned, that we paskin like Maran, like the Shulchan Aruch, Kibalnu Aleinu Horas Maran, Kechol Asher Yomar Kihu Zeh, V'yesh Lemno Anoshim Yilvarch Alelula V'shar Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. So that's how the Rav Avadya Yosef has it. However, the Ashkenazic women apparently accepted to make a bracha if they opt for a Zman Grum, and that reflects the Shita of the Ramah. And we can take a look in the Ramah's language in Hilchas Tzitzis Siman Yud Zayin is Kol Makom Im Rotzim Li'atfa Levarach L'Avshus Piyadu Kmo B'Shar Mitzvah Seish Zman Grum. And again, it seems to be an either-or situation, meaning whether a woman can make a bracha on a Zman Groma or cannot is, you know, all the mitzvahs are sort of lumped together in one unit. The Rama seems to use one particular mitzvah, but it's true, he says, for all mitzvahs, and that is that women can make a bracha on Zman Groma. The Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, seems to assume that they cannot make a bracha on any mitzvah such as Zman Groma. However, there may be a distinction and a possibility of setting up two different categories in terms of a bracha on mitzvah seishas man groma. And that's based on this tshuva min hashamayim that we mentioned before. And let me just suggest a possibility. The Shut Min HaShamayim, the Shut Min HaShamayim, Siman Aleph, speaks about the mitzvot of lulav and shofar, and he speaks about women making the bracha on these mitzvahs, but he writes pirshuli, which means he had an insight from Shamayim, that just like the Gemara says regarding to Megillah and Chanukah, that afein ha'yu ba'osa nes, and they're obligated, and they make the bracha, despite the fact that these are classical Zman Grum. He says, Lulav Nami, he says there's a basis for saying that women could also be included in Lulav. And the reason for that is because he quotes Gemara in Sukkah, Lev Echad Bashamayim. I don't know if he's using a kind of quasi Afen Hayibos Hanes, which would certainly apply to Sukkah. But then he writes, Shofar Nami, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Imru Lefonai Malchius Shetamlchuni Aleichem Ubameh B'Shofar, women also need that Zikaron of Shofar. Right, for example, Zichronos, that Hashem, we're reminded on high when we blow the Shofar, women are also included in that. So it would seem that the Shut Min HaShamayim is not making a universal statement that would apply to every mitzvah, say that women are exempt from, for example, tzitzis, and say that women are able to make the brach in tzitzis. He's only saying it with those mitzvahs where the essence of the mitzvah is really shayach to the noshim. And the Chidar writes in his Birkei Yosef Simon Tov Reish Nun Dalid that Mashenogu Ktsas Noshim Be'eretz Tzvi Levarach Al Lulav Ze Shonim Rabel She'ir Arti Al Ze Dinogu Kein Me Atzman V'Yachazman Bo Liyadi Kudris Mi Rabbeinu Yaakov Mi Morish Mi Rab Vosa Kamoi De Maisili Harav Shiboli Al Leket V'Amardachai Kmo Shekasafti Bekutshes Shema Gdolim, that's his own work. Shoya Shoel Min HaShemayim Mishivin Lo. And he says, V'chazer Bo'al Pi Ashut Min HaShemayim Kevin Shaminog Hoya Kein. So again, I'm not sure if we can extend this to all mitzvah seishes man groma. For example, we had a long discussion before about Sfiris HaOmer. I'm not sure if you can say a kind of afein hayu with regard to Sfiris HaOmer, although perhaps one could think in that in those terms. But in the case of lulav sukkah, matzah is already dorais, but lulav and sukkah, and perhaps shofar as well, that's where the tshuva min hashamayim comes in and says that maybe there's room to allow women to make the bracha. And as we said, that the, you know, some of the poskim amongst the Sephardic poskim seem to have assumed that chazru lahoros lenoshim shivarcha lulav. And he mentions lulav. I'm not sure about shofar, but he mentions lulav. And that's all based on this chidah. So you have here a clear-cut machlokas for the Sephardic women between the Chidah and the Beis Yosef. Came way before the Chidah. And of course, as we said before, the Abia Omer of Rav Avad Yosef clearly holds that we paskin like Maron HaShulchan Aruch, and we cannot deviate from his psak. Now, just to mention the issue of Kiddush Levana, of Birchas HaLevana, in terms of the machlokas that we mentioned earlier between the Magen Avraham and the Chochma Shlomo, then what we want to add here is that Rav Moshe Sternbach, in his Shut Tshuvos Umenhagos, has a discussion about Birchas HaIlonos, which is relevant at this time of the year. And he writes that whether women are obligated or not should depend upon the machlokes Magen Avraham and Chochma Shlomo, meaning according to Chochma Shlomo, women should be obligated in Birchas HaIlonos to the same extent they are obligated in Birchas HaLevana. The mitzvah might be time-bound in its very essence, in terms of the reality of seeing the trees and the budding on the trees. But the Magen Avraham, on the other hand, holds that whenever there's a limitation, a time limitation in the mitzvah, that itself engenders the status of mitzvah seishazman grom. And this requires a whole long discussion. It's not for now about the nature of mitzvah seishazman grom. We were really focused today on the mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer as we come close to Sfiris HaOmer. As far as Sibritzis Mitzrayim is concerned, the Sefer HaChinuch clearly indicates that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Sibritzis Mitzrayim. It's not a mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. But the answer is that since it's connected to Matzah and Maror, right, B'Shah Hashem Matzah and Maror Munachim Lefarech, it's not a mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. And it could be, we can interpret it in many different ways. We could even say that anyone included in Matzah Mor is included ipso facto in Sfiris HaOmer, in Sipritzis Mitzrayim. Or we could say alternatively that since the mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim depends upon another mitzvah, even if that other mitzvah is time bound, then that's not a mitzvah seishas man groma. All this will come to the fore with regard to Havdolah as well. You know, there are more passages that women should not make Havdolah Yatzman. The Bach and the Magen Avraham both assume that women could make Havdolah Yatzman. And it's no different than the bracha that women make on Shofar and Lulav. Our meaning is that we would like the women to hear Havdolah from the men. And all this touches on the issue of Zman Grom. But as far as Sfiris HaOmer is concerned, that we saw very clearly that in the case of Sfiris HaOmer, we're talking about a unique sheet of the Ramban, that Sfiris HaOmer is a mitzvah seisha ein hazman groma. And I think we'll finish it up for now at this particular point. want to wish everyone a great Shabbos HaGadol. Should be meaningful, and of course the mitzvah sphere, which is around the corner, should be meaningful. We should be zochet to really bridge between geula and cheres on the one hand, and matan Torah on the other hand, and be ola during the days of Sfiras Omer. Kedi Ratzon. Amen.